There's a moment, maybe 20 minutes into your float, when the put-in slips around the bend and the river quietly becomes your whole world. The current does the work. Canyon walls rise on either side, streaked rust and ochre in the morning light, like they've been painted and repainted by time. A great blue heron lifts off from a gravel bar ahead, wings slow and steady as it scouts the next quiet pool. You let out a breath you didn't know you were holding. This is the North Fork River, and it feels like it's been waiting for you to show up and settle in. What to expect on the water? The North Fork is a river that asks you to take your time. It's not a whitewater thrill ride. It's something quieter and deeper, a living corridor of wilderness that opens up at a pace you can actually sit with. The current runs steady and clear over a mix of gravel beds, sandy shallows, and deeper green pools where trout hold in the shadows. Most popular float sections run between 8 and 14 miles, an easy stretch for a mellow half day or an unhurried full day on the water, depending on your pace and how often you pull over to swim, cast a line, or just drift and listen. Along the way, you'll roll through a few Class 1-2 riffles that give the river a gentle bounce without asking much in the way of technical skill. Folks new to the scene in tubes or inflatable kayaks will settle in quickly, while seasoned paddlers in hard shells will find plenty of lines to read and quiet eddies to slip into and explore. Wildlife sightings are one of the quiet joys out here. Osprey drift the corridor overhead, then drop with easy, practiced precision. White-tailed deer ease their way down to the water's edge at dawn and dusk, like they've been doing it forever. If you're lucky and you move soft, you might catch a river otter rolling in the current or a black bear nosing along the far bank. Keep your eyes open, your voice low, and let the moment come to you. Best times of year to go. The North Fork usually feels just right from late May through early September, with June and July settling in as the easy sweet spot. Spring snowmelt lifts the flows and gives the current a little extra push, which wakes up the ride and tops off those deep swimming holes in a kind way. By August, the water drops and the river eases back, which suits families, anglers, and anyone who's happy to take their time and linger on the water. If you're just getting to know rivers, you might want to give early spring a little space. High water has a quiet kind of power, and the cold doesn't leave you much room to fumble. Fall floats can be mellow and beautiful, with the cottonwoods turning gold. Just take a moment to check the flows and layer up for the cooler air. What to bring? Gear and safety on the water. Personal flotation device, PFD. A quiet must-have. Wear it, don't just bring it along. Helmet. A kind bit of extra protection if you're paddling through rocky stretches or feel better with one on. Dry bags or waterproof cases. Keep your phone, keys, and any gear you'd rather not part with dry and along for the ride. River shoes or sandals with straps. Flip-flops have a way of drifting off right when the water starts to talk. Whistle. A small, steady safety tool that can speak up for you when the river gets a little loud. First aid kit. Tuck a small one into a dry bag so it's there when you need it. Food, water, and sun. Water and a filter or purification tablets. The river looks pristine, but give it a little help before you drink. Always treat your water. High-energy snacks. Trail mix, jerky, fruit, and a simple sandwich or two all ride along just fine in a dry bag. Sunscreen, reef safe. You'll be out on the water for a good long while and take your time and reapply now and then. Sun hat and UV protective shirt. Reflected glare off the water can sneak up on you, even on overcast days, so give yourself some shade. Lip balm with SPF. Easy to skip. Always a small kindness to yourself. Plan to carry out everything you carry in, and then a little extra if you can. The North Fork's beauty hangs on all of us treating it gently, like a place we'd like to come back to for a long, long time. Scenery and natural highlights. The river corridor is a study in contrast. Up high, the basalt cliffs lean in close to the water. Dark faces softened with lichen and crossed with little seeps where ferns find a way to hang on. Then, just when you've settled into that narrow groove, the canyon eases open and you're drifting through wide meadows, the sky laid out twice, once above you and once in the slow, clear current under your boat. Keep an easy eye out for where the side creeks slip in. Those cold, clear tributaries are usually the mellow places to ease over, wander a little way upstream into the shade, and find a quiet swimming hole of your own. The gravel bars make gentle lunch stops. Their smooth stones warm under your feet, and their upstream faces just right for sitting a while and learning how the water wants to move. As you ease into the lower sections, the riparian forest gathers around you. Cottonwoods and willows lean over the banks, their roots trailing in the current like they've settled in for the long run. Birdsong drifts through the canopy. The world shrinks to the width of the river, and somehow that feels just right. Go! The river is ready! The North Fork doesn't ask much of you. Just your time, your attention, and a willingness to move at the speed of water. In return, it offers something that's getting harder to find. A full day outside the noise of modern life, carried by a current that was flowing long before you showed up and will keep on rolling long after you head home. Book your shuttle, ease some air into your tube, snug up your PFD, and let your bow drift toward the current. The canyon's already in session. The heron's on its post. When you're ready, just push off gentle and let the river carry the rest of the story.